Yes, good evening, listeners. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Yeah, let us thank Helmut for giving us this mic with his program Home Run. Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And as it has been always the case, this time of the day or this time of the evening, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss about business matters. It's a platform, we call it Lecture Hall 1. It's a platform where we discuss economic matters. We analyze domestic and international policies concerning economics. It's also a platform where we look at business opportunities, look at investment, areas of trade. We look at entrepreneurship and development or developmental agenda in general. On top of that, we also touch on the matters of governance. We touch on the matter of governance. We analyze leadership qualities. We look at characters, decisions of leaders, either executive leaders within corporate. We look at decisions of politicians as far as political economy is concerned, because business and economics cannot be detached from politics or political decisions, because we have an understanding that whatever is happening at an economic front has a direct impact on the political front, and whatever is happening on the political front has a direct impact on the economic front. That's why it's always very imperative to make sure that whenever we embark on this discussion, we always make sure that we integrate all the concepts which affect economic actors and all the concepts, all the actors which are also playing a very important role in the matters of bread and butter. Dear listeners, before we engage in the topic for today, it's always very important to make sure that you follow us on all our social media platforms, Ikel FM Namibia. You follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, follow us on LinkedIn, and also follow us on Twitter. And make sure that you share our page so that your friends will also be able to see and also be up to date with economic news and be up to date with business opportunities and matters which are affecting bread and butter. And apart from sharing our Facebook page, so also make sure that you download our e-paper, which is the Villager newspaper, which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. On top of that, you can also download our app, Eagle FM Namibia. If you don't have a radio, you know what I mean, a constant radio, you can download our app in your phone, Eagle FM Namibia, so be able to listen to our news, you'll be able to listen to our current programs, and you also be able to listen to the previous programs that you miss through our podcast. And lastly, what is very important is also download our Imba app. Imba app is a an application, it's an app for hymn songs, and you can download it in your phone. And when you are going to church, when you are going to attend that birthday party, that wedding, even funerals, you don't need to carry a hymn book. You just need to have your phone. You download your Imba app, then you can follow. You can follow all the hymn books, and you'll be up to date as anybody else, because we are talking about the world of digitalization, the world of advanced technology, and the world where things must be made easier, and is a world where technology must be used to an advantage of men, or must be used to an advantage of human beings. Technology must be used to the advantage of human beings, not to make things difficult, but to make sure that it make life easier. So, dear listeners, before I go to the discussion for today, because we have a very interesting topic today, like what we are always saying, in every discussion that we are coming up with, we are always going to make sure that we are going to open our line for the discussion. You can bring your contribution. You can, you can give us a call. You can, comment. You can have your question. You can give your contribution. You can also have your direct criticism, because, like we are always saying, we are not the master of what we do, but we are also not new in the system, which means that we are here to enlighten you and we are also here to educate one another. So stay tuned, stay tuned. We are going to a short commercial break, then we can come with our topic for today. We'll start with it.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the...
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Ipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshe fa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna e mitoda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile ko derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are going to look at the political economy. Today we are going to look at the topic of new presidency. As we understand, after a year of uncertainties, political contestation, different challenges, electoral challenges, and all political discussions, debates, and challenges, either in a public platform, in the court of law, in the ballot paper, It is undeniable that Namibia is going to have its first jury elected female president in 10 days to come, or in 11 days to come, on the 21st of March. Namibia is going to have the newly female president, which is going to be historic, particularly in the SADC region and also in Africa. And Namibia is expected to have a new administration under the leadership of the president-elect Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, who made history in the weekend to be elected as the first SWAPO female president. That is historic. That is it's a very historic moment. However, in this regard, as analysts, as researchers, and also those public intellectuals, it's always very important to make sure that we give our prediction, we give our expectation, and we also make sure that we align the thinking of the new leaders to what is going to happen and what is going to be expected from the new administration. Because it is always very important to make sure that today's discussion will focus on Namibia President-elect Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, what we expect from her new administration. The discussion will also look at her policy alignments, what she most likely to look at, the focus of her projects, vision, and the discussion will also look at how Namibia shall participate in the discussion of national priorities and become the active actors in the Namibian economy. You know, Namibia is faced by a lot of challenges and a lot of criticism. However, there are things which a country should be praised of, because previously women have been regarded as second to men, and they have been regarded as only limited to kitchen. However, history have taught us through liberation struggle and also through different initiatives, we have seen the capacity of women who stood up and who stood the test of time to stand and do what the men can do. To that extent, even do it better. That's why the concept of equality and the concept of zebra style across the administration of Namibia and also other countries in Africa is something which need to be praised. However, women leadership also come with a lot of challenges, not only from men counterpart, even from fellow women. That's why today's discussion is going to look at the characters and alignment of the expected new administration of Namibia, and how should us Namibians either support, assist, criticize where it's necessary, and help to build the country that we want. Because today, just before we go to the conversation for today, I was talking to one political analyst, and he indicated to me that, look, David, what is done in terms of political contestation. Now we are in the same boat moving to the offshore. And in this case, we only have one captain of the ship or one captain of the boat. And in this case, we need to make sure that we assist one another. We align with national priorities, and we look at how we can assist in terms of sabotaging whoever is there. Now, let us briefly look at history. Then we look at leadership quality of Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. And I understand that there are people who are more qualified than me to define and to talk about her history. But when she is going to be inaugurated on the 21st of March, she's going to be the president of everyone. And no one should feel to say she has more attachment than anybody else, because she's going to be the head of the state, the first female head of the state, and the first also female commander-in-chief of Namibia Defense Force, and also the president of the country. Now, what is leadership? Leadership has been defined differently. However, when you look at political leadership, is defined as other leadership, definition to say is an ability of a political leader to lead, to uplift and advance leaders, advance people of different personalities, people of different backgrounds, and also people of different expertise, in order for them to reach the national priority or regional priority or constituency priority. Now, in political science, leadership defined differently, and different theorists and thinkers have defined leadership, because they put leaders in a test to say, what kind of leader are we dealing with? And what are some of the characters which define a leader? Now, when you go back to Plato, Plato is one of the Greek philosophers who stated that a leader shall be a philosopher king. That was those years. But in this day, we can say a leader shall be a philosopher king or philosopher queen. Now, this was a definition of Plato to say a leader must have massive political skills and also combined with philosophical skills. Now, let us analyze this statement. A leader must have political skills. A political leader must have political skills and also combined with philosophical knowledge. You must be able to understand how the politics is working. If you want to lead the country, you must understand the political game. You must understand how to behave with power. Then let's put our president a test. Is she a philosopher, king or queen? Yes, when you look at political experience, it's undeniable that Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has political experience for a very long time. Experience may be among a lot of them. Then you look at intellectual knowledge. Somebody who studied public administration and also somebody who studied diplomatic studies, you can say she passed the test. Now, the other philosopher by the name Nicole Machiavelli also have to say, if you want to test the intelligence of a leader, you must look at the people around him or her. Now, in this regard, we understood that our president to be inaugurated has been around for a long time. However, when you look at her associate, you also be able to understand that her picking or her choices, she has been in a good side of history, because we look at the victory, you look at for how long she has been around politics, you look at the challenges that she faced. And I used to talk to my friends about this, to say, no, this is one of the leaders who faced a lot of criticism and a lot of challenges, even how to get to power. However, you'll be able to indicate, you'll be able also to point out those qualities. Now, let us look at what we expect. What do we expect from Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah? What do we expect from President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah? Because apart from politics, apart from understanding the game of politics and having experience in a political game or in a political environment and understand how politicians are working, it is also very imperative to make sure that the country must move. The country must move. Now, after confirmed to be the president-elect, Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah made a speech. And one of the statements that she made is to say, things are not going to be business as usual. Because if somebody have to analyze that statement, there is a lot of unexplained context to say things are not going to be business as usual. Somebody coming from a political campaign, win election, then you indicate that things are not going to be business as usual. That is a very strong point. It is indicated that there is going to be drastic changes. We are expecting drastic changes. We are expecting different shift, either within the public sector, either within the cabinet. Because I was talking to Dr. Ben Murongeni, one of the experienced political scientists and somebody who was a journalist. He indicated to me that, look, we are expecting a diverse cabinet, and we are also expecting a youthful cabinet from Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, and we are also expecting different policies from the policy of the late Dr. Genko, because when you use political tools, because political scientists use tools to analyze leaders, to analyze behaviors, and also to analyze qualities and characters. They say, no, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah is a nationalist and has the spirit of Pan-Africanism, which means that she is also going to be more focused on the state having power to direct, direct the economy. State having more power to direct, main priorities rather than depending too much on investors, who is saying in this regard is going to be beneficial to Namibia. That is a word of Dr. Murongeni, and also focused, and also urge the focus to be more on agriculture, and also prioritizing areas of farming, and also areas of areas of addition of various to raw materials. Now, these are tools of analysis which are used to predict what you expect from a leader, what are some of the political directions, how, what is the possibility of these things to happen. And in most cases, when a new president gets into power, people, politicians, media, political analysts use the scale of 100 days in the office. 100 days in the office. What do we expect in the first 100 days in the office? What do we expect in the first 100 days in the office? Those are some of the tools which are used to analyze the administration, and also to analyze how the presidency is going to be. It's a very interesting time to be alive in Namibia, and it's a very interesting time also to see that not only women, people with capabilities, because one thing that I have seen from Dr. Netumbo's speech is that she said, I'm not only voted or elected because I'm a woman, I'm also voted because I'm able to do the job.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that chinos to plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at what we expect in the first 100 days of the office of our president, who is going to be inaugurated in the next 10 days or so. And I'm going to open the line for our dear listeners. You can engage us in the studio, give your views, give your opinion. What do you think? What do you think is going to be priorities? What do you think must be taken from this administration? What do you think the new administration must learn from the previous one? And what are some of the main priorities that we expect from the new administration? It's your time to give your views, because look, Namibia is faced with a lot of problems, and everyone expects a leader to solve all those problems. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is also this: how are we going to be players in this new administration? Because new things, we always have positive expectation, we always have optimism. Business people always have those positive expectation. Politicians, citizens, from young people to the elders, they always have positive expectation. The question is that now, people ask a lot of questions to say, no. One of the golden questions which is asked mostly in national issues, that now, instead of you asking what the country can do for you, what can you do for the country? Let me take the list, the caller. Yes, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing, Mr. Assembly?
No, I'm well. Long time.
Yeah, long time. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing better. How are you doing?
No, we thank God. All is fine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What is your expectation?
Yeah, my expectation is as follows.
Yeah.
Yeah, we expect... before I mention my expectation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with her.
Yeah.
Netumbo, when she says she's not only going to be there and performing because she's a woman.
Yeah.
It's because she has the capability.
Yeah.
She has the abilities, the knowledge, and the skills when it comes to even civic responsibility.
Yeah.
The engagement to engage the community. Remember?
Yeah.
These are the people who are immense in the education system that talks about Ubuntu.
Yes.
Coming together.
Yes.
As a community to deal with the issues that affect people within the community.
Okay. Yes.
So, and because of her, that school of thought.
Yeah.
That yes, you have to development start from the community. And you know, the expectation for me, because all the expectation that we had, all these things to put there, you know, to have the you know, broader understanding and the knowledge of the governance system structure.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you follow the footsteps from all the ministry that you know she has held and the initiative,
yeah,
in terms of gender equality and equity,
yeah,
in terms of climate change,
yeah,
you see the adaptation of these things. Oh, I'm now expecting at least to finish up. And I remember some of those big projects and very crucial projects that were also in they were in existence.
Yeah.
For some time now, like I said, to develop some of those policies, directives, and things like that. Now, this time I'm expecting her to seriously engage the stakeholders.
Are we going back to the engagement again? Or we want us to have a regional conference?
No, when I say engage the people,
yeah.
So I'm talking about the action implementation.
Okay. I hear
because
you.
Because the people are the ones who are going to implement those projects.
I hear you.
So for you, so her is just to champion the resources as she has been doing, and many other people.
Yeah.
Like I said, the stakeholders. Mm-hmm. They are the one now to make sure that they drive. Those are the enablers.
Mm-hmm.
So the environment, I think, is conducive when even when it comes to village tourism.
Yeah.
I first heard that concept from her.
Okay.
So you know about the village tourism?
Village tourism is cultural tourism or something. What is that?
So all those are just elements of the things.
Oh.
So where you can now put your cow there, where you milk cattle, and all these other products that you have, cultural and all these things. So you can have them all over in the rural area there.
Mm-hmm.
So before I finish my time, my conclusion is that...
No. I want to ask you before you go.
Okay, let me then finish with this point, and you ask me a question.
Yeah.
So it's true that there are those who might be sabotaging the effort of the leadership.
Yeah.
If we are not committed and very serious to promote that vision,
yeah,
and all those good programs that are there,
yeah,
so we might end up making ourselves guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So by not, supporting.
Yeah.
A program that you promote and improve the conditions of the student. So ask me a question, my brother.
Yeah, the question I want, maybe if you can mention three areas that you think Dr. Netumbo will focus on by looking at her characters and her aspiration. We understand gender equality is one of them. We understand she also talk about youth. Maybe what are some of the areas that she's going to look at?
So in terms of corporate governance,
mm-hmm.
So she will definitely look at some kind of ethical leadership quality,
uh-huh.
And those kind of virtue. You remember somebody, I've never heard of any spot of issues of unethical conduct.
Mm-mm. You never did what?
I've never heard.
What
any spots of any ethical conduct on her, against her name?
Oh yeah, no, the you are right. You are
I've
right.
Never heard about
no,
it.
No, you are right, absolutely.
So, and then all that means if she promotes and makes sure that she strengthens,
yeah,
those kind of democratic values.
Yeah,
I'm sure people will have the trust.
Yeah.
In her leadership, in the public system, and all these other things. There are so many things. So you say three, climate change is one of them. I'm expecting that, yes, in terms of food insecurity, to be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
So there you now talk about tourism and all these other things. And gender equality, because you see now we are seeing that the boy child is getting behind now.
Yeah.
In terms of the power achievement, those studies are there. And remember, you also reflect on how people are implementing those things. Are they just looking at women and girls? Well, the men and the boys are dragging behind.
Yeah.
So let's not develop that kind of unequal kind of skill issues. I'm expecting her to address that issue.
Yeah.
So I think it's nice. Let's hear from others.
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. Yes, you can engage us in the studio 0833-288-401. That is 0833-288-401. Yeah, the caller mentioned something very important, particularly when it's coming to ethical leadership. You know, somebody who has been around for a very long time and you understand how politics is working. And I'm agreeing with the caller who indicated that there is no unethical spot over here, and it says a lot about the quality of a leader, because leadership starts with personal character. It says a lot about the quality of a leader, and imagine somebody who has been in politics for a very long time, and also somebody who faced a political opponent in politics, and they never brought up any scratch. That says a lot in leadership. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves, how is the pick going to be? Because there are those strategic choices that she's going to make, particularly in picking her lieutenants or in picking the government or establishing the government. Because when you become the head of the state, by default, you are the head of government and you are expected to run the institution. However, you have the power to pick your lieutenants. That is your cabinet and also key appointments. Now, Nicole Machiavelli is telling us to say, an intelligence of a leader is shown by the choice of people that he or she is picking. Now, that is some of the things that we are going to look at. And if now, after all these strategic choices, are they going to deliver on the vision, or are they going to do what? Are they going to betray the national vision? Because now we elevate to the level of development of the state. We elevate to the level of let us look at what the country want. No more whose political party want and all those things. Because you are expected to perform within that administration, within that platform, and to deliver on the matters. Now, there is one concept which, there's one things which have been talked about, a lot of things about integrating SWAPO manifesto into government plan, which is not something which is very difficult at all. But the question that we need to ask ourselves, how are the implementers going to behave? Because a leader alone cannot do anything. A leader alone cannot do anything without the assistance of the implementers. How are the implementers are going to be in the next 5 years? Because I was talking to one political analyst today, then he indicated that leaders have different ways of doing things, particularly when you are coming to look at the economy, when you're coming to look at the politics of the country, when you're coming to look at project. And he described the late Genkop as an administrator, as somebody who was focusing on building the institutions, building processes, systems, and institutions. And he was good at doing that. Did it help us anyhow? That is up for debate. Did it assist us anyhow? Yes, to some extent. But there is a lot of criticism, particularly when it's coming to human development. Yeah, that is undeniable to say. Although we are moving to a certain direction, human development in Namibia is still going to be the case. And the political analyst has also indicated that the administration of Sam Nyoma and the administration of Pohamba, that administration was more on, he said the late Nyoma was a project man. He hit the ground running with all the project in all the regions. But what happened to the project? Were they uplifted? Those things are up for questioning. Because those things are up for questionings. Now the question is now, what are we expecting from Dr. Netumbo? Particularly in terms of national needs. She come at the right time. she come at the right time, and she come at the right time where Namibia need a leader of the character like that. She came at the time where youth unemployment in Namibia is high, and unemployment in the country is we had number one in Sandek region. He also came at the time where we have a lot of young people who are not employed. She came at a time where we have we don't have an airline. And she came at a time where we are still under food insecurity in terms of drought. She came at a time where we are still getting banks of rice from China and other countries. Now, let us look at the SWAPO manifesto just to pick out a few things that are the promises during the campaign which any individual who voted wish to be implemented. When you look at agriculture, there is a design to implement a national agriculture index-based insurance scheme to mitigate potential losses, small, medium-scale farmers due to effect of climate change.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you for being 100% real. From having conversations on the stoop to the early hours of the morning, to taking pictures for memories, not mentions, to chilling at home with the chommies and saying, of course, they can bring their friend of a friend of a friend. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are looking at what we expect from the presidency, new presidency, which is coming in the next 10 days or so. We are expecting the first female head of the state and head of government, and the first female commander-in-chief of Namibia Defense Force. Interestingly, history will turn, and it's going to be an interesting time in history. You have the first female commander-in-chief of the Namibia Defense Force, where the first spouse or the first gentleman is a former chief of defense. It's going to be interesting. And for the first time, Namibia is going to be to have the office of the first gentleman, because we are always used in Africa to say, there's office of the first lady, there's a first lady. We are also going to look at that role of the first gentleman. What is the office of the first gentleman going to look at? Because when you look at the first gentleman, he's also an experienced public figure from the military to academia. And it's going to be interesting how they are going to work together and also how Namibia is going to be shaped. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves, I was looking at the SWAPO manifesto where there is an allocation estimated of 500 million annually for production of high nutrition products. That is a commitment, 500 annually for the production of high nutrition products in order to combat hunger. Those are some of the commitments through the SWAPO manifesto. Then, interestingly, there's also a summary here of budget projection for employment creation, where you talk about sport and infrastructure. It's commitment of 6.9 billion. You have youth empowerment support, apprenticeship program, and also a national youth fund at 10 billion. You look at housing and sanitation, look at 17.5 billion. You look at education, 26.3 billion. These are some of the budget projection. Now, the question is, now, having a good leader is one thing. Having a good supporting first gentleman is one thing. However, is the country ready? Are we ready to change? Those who have been in government for a long time and are still stuck not implementing, are you ready to be moved to another department? Or are you ready to be sent home? Or are you going to sabotage, like one of the callers said? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. How ready is Namibian youth to accept the first female president? And how ready are we to support and also be committed to national priorities? Because leadership is going different ways. We have a leader who is a governor, and you have the people who are the governed. Do the governed understand the priorities of the country? Are they willing to support? Are we ready to be ethical? To resemble the quality of a leader who have been around for a long time, but there is no scratch? Are we ready to look at new projects? Are we ready to work hard? Or we are still going to sit down and criticize and continue what we have been doing for the past 35 years? Dear listeners, we have 10 minutes before we come to the end of our program. It's always very good to engage us in the studio. You can call us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We are looking at our expectation from the incoming president of the Namibia, the incoming commander-in-chief of Namibian Defense Force, and the first female president duly elected in Namibia. And one of the few in Africa.
Shiwana sha Namibia. Hamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara wiri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoe yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja gakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata joonjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka ngaashi ehangano lya
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who
is that?
Eh.
Chendenga.
Inna ma.
You are at the business and economic segment?
Abuna hai pasero. Oka epaka inakaha kuronga ka.
Inakaha kuronga. O, uripe ni?
Dilmandam.
Uri mandangwa weka downloada.
Shashi, ndika ini, ndiki ini store. Rifu ndika shina mo. Ikaite weko Play Store ka.
Weka ni installa.
Kucha ina kaku pringa mos. Oh, ndika ni ini store ngo. Ndika tu iremo, mafi na kasala ka.
Mara tu buruko uchinga kucha tu buruko natango kuliriza online. Na kamba darita weka downloada natango. Mara chai tu buruko kuliriza online. Just search Eagle FM.
Inaikane kuse chingi gere pe maka anu shashi.
Yeah.
Nomba saka nige puko otoka vuru uka instore, uka turamo, tose chinga kopo isto nga igyo fema, tomono ka epa, ende to vukutara ne shirima mbia oponto kasta nga mbia turako mbi.
Wete kucho. Wete kucho.
Wete kucho. Naka haku ni yaka kuku. Nishima kumura panando olinga imu ipama irongi iswa.
Ya apendo olinga njono wete kucha. Search ingike Eagle FM ko online nandiko wako Google awe. Search Eagle FM to imo chawa imo. You start listening to what I'm saying already. Then you can also go on podcast nandoku noka epa. You can still go there anytime you want, so as long as you need data mara, try to download it. Then when you have a problem, just come back again.
Okay,
alright, ne?
Thank you very much.
Alright. Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are looking at what we expect. We are looking at the prediction, expectation from the first female president. And it's going to be very interesting time. It's going to be very interesting time. You know, Namibians, we have been asking for a very long time. We want self-sustaining. We want to be independent. We want to lead our own country. The 1990, we got to the first democratically elected president, military men, and 10 to civilian government. That is what we expected. Then we said, no, we want another president democracy. Then you get the second president, Dr. Pamba. Then we said, no, we want Nano Shiwambo president. Then a lot of politics have been going on. Then Namibia produced Nano Shwambo president. Then we say, no, gender equality. Let us put women at the forefront. Let us put women at the forefront. They also did a lot during and after the liberation, and they are also those who are performing better than men. Then now we made history. We made history. We have the first elected female president who's going to be inaugurated very, very soon. Now the question is, are we going to continue talking, or we are going to look at how we are going to implement the projects? Because it's one thing for a country to say, wow, you are doing very well in terms of democracy. It's also one thing to be ranked. Because Namibia, you know, sometimes let us look at the practicality of things. Because there was a point when Namibia was the best in Africa in terms of press freedom. Yes, in terms of international ranking, we are doing very well. But are the people advanced? We are the best in terms of press freedom, but we are the second highest unequal country, and we have high unemployment. Let us look at this thing. Now, yes, gender equality. We have first woman president. How are we going to support everyone through this administration? How are we going to do it? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And is the only way we are going to move forward? Because if we keep doing for the sake of doing it without supporting one another, are the women in Namibia ready to support another woman? That is the question. No, because we have been analyzing public opinion, views of coming from women, because we are saying, let us support our women to be somewhere. Coming from fellow women to say, no, we don't want to be ruled by women. But you are still a woman. Are Namibian women ready to support women leadership, or they are going to sabotage? That is the question. Are the men willing to support, and as they were supported by women during this new administration? Are they ready? Or they are still going to have something under there which are not really happy? Are you ready to be called to order? Yeah, because whether we want it, we like it, or we do not like it, with respect, the new president is going to be given an instrument of power. And when you have instrument of power, you are there to protect the interest of the country. You are there to protect the interest of the country, and you are the first defender of the Namibian constitution. Then whatever happened, then you feel like you have to defend the constitution. You have to make decisions. And it's not going to be an easy thing. Then the question is that, where are we as Namibians in terms of focusing on national priority? Are we going to keep on criticizing, or are we going to support? Because there are only two things. You criticize somebody, you want the person to fall, or you move forward because this person you are assisting here to move forward.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together
various hymn books under one app, here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsi Nehangano, Dio Sherero o Maimburiro, The Catholic Simaneka Karunga, The Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Don't be
Yes, dear listeners, it's 58 minutes past 1800 hours. You are listening to Business and Economic segment. And today we were looking at what do we expect from the first female president of Namibia, who is going to be sworn in the next, in 10 days to come. It's going to be the first female commander-in-chief. And we are going to have the new office of the first gentleman. For those of you who are just used to have first ladies, first lady, former first lady, and third or so, we're going to have the first gentleman. And this is going to be interesting to look at the role of the first gentleman and how Namibia is going to move forward. And the question that we're asking ourselves is that what do we expect from the new administration? Are we ready to support the new government? How are women in Namibia? Are they ready to support other women? Are men ready to be called to order? And what are some of alignment in terms of ideologies? We are looking at political and economic ideologies. We are also using political tools to analyze the characters and qualities of a leader that we are expecting. And look at problems and challenges that Namibia is facing. And what do we expect and how do we expect them to be addressed? Dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic segment. We are always very happy for your contribution, for your comments. And with me, Devin Shombe, thank you for today. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Narovanda and Uncle Fly with their program Mtumwa. Continue listening to Eagle FM program. And don't forget to like us on our social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also Instagram. Never forget to download our e-paper, The Villager Newspaper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And also to download our app, which is The Villager Newspaper, into your Play Store so that you can listen to current and previous programs through the podcast. And the last three, download our Imba app so that you'll be up to date digitally in terms of digital technology. You will not be able to carry a physical hymn book anymore. But if you download our Imba app, you'll be able to sing all the songs from, all the hymn songs from Ocherero English and all those things. Thank you very much. And
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsi Nehangano, Dio Sherero o Maimburiro, The Catholic Simaneka Karunga, The Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083 083-